Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Ken Lizott. Ken is the author of a new book called The Speaker's Edge, The Ultimate Go-To Guide for Locating and Landing Lots of Speaking Gigs. I noticed, Ken, by the way, welcome back. Thanks for being here. I noticed that you didn't say, and make a lot of money.
Well, it's not always about making a lot of money, at least not from the gig itself. If somebody wants to be a professional speaker, then, yeah, they have to pay attention to what the fees might be and the travel reimbursement expenses and that sort of thing. But if you're in small business, then you really may want to see this as a way to get the word out about what you offer. I'm coming up on my 20th anniversary with my current business, which focuses on helping people get published, publishing books and articles, as well as speaking engagements. And prior to this business, I did quite a number of speaking engagements in which I would get a fee and travel expenses. But when I started this business, I basically wanted to use speaking to just get the word around about what I do and find clients for the business. So I stopped worrying about or even asking about fees and did everything pro bono. And almost every time, at least in the early years, I would have at least one person come out of my audience and say, you know, I think I could use your services, and they would become a client. So small business really has to see this as a business building technique.
People want to see you up in front of them acting like an expert.
Yeah.
And being magnanimous about it, meaning that you're the president, you're the founder of ABC Wholesale Company, and you're talking to them about how shipping rates are changing, or you're talking to them about how certain products are going to be part of your future, or you're talking to them about something that you learned at a convention where the industry economist spoke, and here are the six things that person said, and you don't, if you're doing that in the Rotary Club, the Exchange Club, the Civitan Club, or wherever it may be, that puts you on another level of credential than somebody who just opens the front door of their business.
Right, exactly. As soon as you are up there in front of an audience, you are that audience's expert. You're what we call the go-to authority. And for that reason, what you want to do is just get up there and speak about what you know.
Right, right. So I need your website, Ken.
Hold on a second.
Having trouble with your phone there?
Yeah, how's that?
That's a lot better. So I need your website.
Website is thoughtleading.com. That's thought leading as in thought leadership, thoughtleading.com.
So you mentioned helping people get their articles published and things like that. That's another way. Writing is another way to support your speaking and vice versa, right? I mean, it's a circle, isn't it?
I have had personally experiences in which when I wrote an article and was published somewhere, and an event planner saw some interest in the topic for an event that she had coming up and called me, and in these cases I'm thinking about right now, I actually got a speaking fee and expenses. But it isn't always about that. It's about writing and publishing so that you can build up your notoriety. And that starts to get the word around. The second thing is if you go to even a Rotary Club where you're not going to get a fee by any means,
right,
and you're going to be talking locally.
You're going to get lunch.
You get lunch. That's true. what you should have is at least a handout of an article related to the topic that you're speaking on so that you can add to you the mystique of the fact that you're an expert.
And the thing is as you build this discipline that you're working on, as you speak a little bit more and you're starting to hone your skills a little bit, and then you start writing a little bit and maybe you publish a little booklet and you can hand those out and give them away. You know, I have a I've written three books, but when I speak to an audience, I charge people. I take books and sell them there. Mm-hmm. I charge right. I charge half price for the book, and then I give the money to the Civitan or whoever I'm working for. I give it to their charity.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And those are things those are things people like that when you do that.
That really helps with building your business relationships. And the other thing is, if you have ambitions to speak at a major event or a major conference or be a keynote, you really have to have a book, at least one, if not mm-hmm. about two or three, like you have.
Well, but and you help people with that, those things, right? You help them get sort of their arsenal of promotional collateral, whether it be an article or a book or their speaking structure.
Right. My company basically helps people get their ideas published in the form of articles at mm-hmm. major business magazines or books or both. Mm-hmm. And the idea is to become a thought leader, which is the go-to authority that your market will turn to every time. Now,
right.
speaking, you know, is right in alignment with that. So that's
right.
what you have to think about is publishing your ideas and going out and speaking to groups.
Well, and also the local media will see you as a thought leader they can turn to when they need a piece of information
yes.
for an article, and then you show up in the news. Always good for your business. Ken, I need the website again, please.
So it's thoughtleading.com, thoughtleading.com.
And the book is available at wherever books are sold, Amazon too?
Yeah, and I would definitely encourage people to go to Amazon and take a look at it there, because that's where they're going to get the best price.
The Speaker's Edge, ladies and gentlemen, by Ken Lizotte. Ken, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
I will. I'll come back in the next year.
We enjoyed having you. Ken Lizotte, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.